Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, you know it.
How you doing this morning? Everything going well?
Oh, fantastic, man. How are y'all feeling?
We're good, man.
Good, buddy, good.
You. Now, listen, man, I didn't realize that you and Tyler and everybody from Florida Georgia Line were such good friends and attended Belmont, which is an upstanding university, all at the same time?
Yeah, man, that's where we all met.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Were you college roommates?
No, we weren't roommates. He and Tyler were.
Okay.
But then they actually came to one of my very, very first shows in like 2009.
Wow.
And they were like, man, we should write some songs. And I was like, let's go. That's what I'm here to do. And so from then on, man, it was just like instant friends and co-writers. And we wrote a bunch of songs back in the day.
I never realized there was that much weed at Belmont University. And I know you don't know anything about that, but I just wanted to say that.
And I'm sure this happens all the time. People come up to you, do you drive a blue Tacoma? But it honestly made
me... So do you drive a blue Tacoma?
I'm a truck guy, so I wanted to know, what was your first vehicle that you owned?
Dude, my first one was a hand-me-down Toyota Camry from my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we moved to Nashville when I was 10. Yep. And so we all had those city cars and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was my first hand-me-down.
We know you're a country guy when you say, we had one of them city cars.
Yeah.
So you talked about collaborating with Florida Georgia Line way back in the day. Who is someone that you aspire to write with or work with in the future?
I'm a huge fan of like all genres of music. So like Max Martin and Ryan Tedder, like getting some of those like big town pop vibes and all that, you know, that's like crazy, crazy. But then there's also, I looked at my calendar the other day and like Tom Douglas, you know, I have a write with Tom Douglas who wrote like The House That Built Me.
Yeah.
Like legendary songs.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, that's definitely a dream collab as well.
Well, and you're on tour. You're coming here in July with Thomas Rhett and Daddy. Now, Rhett Akins, there's a good guy to write with. Have you sat down and done some stuff with them or him?
We're planning on it. I haven't yet. You know, we're just getting in the groove out here on the road. But we're definitely going to write some songs out here because we're out until mid-October.
Yeah.
So we're going to get some songs for sure.
Did you always want to be in the spotlight as a country music star, or were you like, I love writing, I just enjoy writing songs? Like, what was your thing growing up?
I always wanted to be like that guy on stage. You know, when we'd go to concerts growing up or whatever, like I was like, oh man, it'd be so awesome to be like to be that guy on stage. You know?
Yeah.
And that's when I started writing songs, was to kind of, you know, all work together towards that dream.
What was your first song you ever wrote?
I think it was called 0 to 60. It was actually on my very first EP ever. I literally, at that point, releasing that EP was like, I think I had written 5 songs and I just like put them out, you know?
Wow.
No fear.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I remember that. I remember that song you wrote, I Drive an Old Camry. The gas is free, you want a glass of tea. It was a great song,
right, yeah.
And that's when we recognized it. We said, man, he's got what he needs.
We got the hit.
Straight to number one, buddy.
when you write songs, do you, you know, like I say, you make movies and you don't know if it's going to be a hit. Do you know when you're writing a song where you go, man, if this isn't a hit, we're going to eat our shoes? I mean, you know it when you got it.
I mean, that's hard to say, but yeah.
Okay.
Like, if I'm like, you know, once we wrote yours, I'm like, if this isn't a hit, like, I'm quitting. I know this song is special, and you know, to have written songs at that point, I was writing songs full time for 4 years.
Yeah.
And so like, so it was just like, I could just tell this one was different. I was like, all right, if this isn't a hit, then I should just sell insurance or something.
which was also a great single. I love that.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, 4 years later, yours was a hit.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you stuck with music, and we're excited to see you, Dustin Lynch, and Thomas Rhett at KeyBank Pavilion coming to the Berg. What can we expect from this show?
Well, Daddy's going to kick it off. Rhett Akins, he's going to kick off the show with some of his hits. And then we come out there and jump around for a little bit, for a half hour, get the crowd going, get your blood pumping, get you out of your seat. And then Dustin Lynch, you know, he's got the hits. And then Thomas Rhett, same thing, man. You just hit after hit. And his lighting and production and show is just so awesome.
You know, and that's incredible, because all you guys have got great share of hits. And by that, not just familiar songs, but hit songs. So that sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little songwriting on them buses in between sets, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely, man. And, dude, Thomas Rhett, he's like, he does that to a fault, and he's just like, he'll come off stage, and he's like, oh, dude, I had this idea on stage, and then he'll go on the bus and start writing.
That's like, crazy. Well, speaking of writing songs, when can we expect some new music, a new album from Mr. Russell Dickerson?
Well, we are headed into the studio in 3 weeks.
Woohoo!
Whoa!
Sooner than later, baby.
So you answer that so calmly. I'm always waiting for an artist to say, what the hell do you want from me? I got a hit now. I don't know. Russell, you're a
man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, thank you. No, I was just going to say, you know, every little thing is just burning up right now. And so it's awesome to see, you know, my third song. And it's like, it's kind of like, oh, crap, you know, it's starting to go. So we got to record some new music.
Yeah, that's crazy. It never stops. It never stops. And a great, you know, congratulations on the video for Blue Tacoma, too. We were all through the months, we've been admiring those cameras that you have in the video.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good art direction.
Man. Thank you. That was my wife.
Wow.
Love it.
Good picking with your wife, then.
Yeah, nice job.
Always take her suggestions.
She shot the Yours music video and the Blue Tacoma as well.
Hey, Russell, thanks for taking the time. We can't wait to see you when you get here. It is going to be a great show. Keep making the great music. We know you will, and thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, man. See y'all in July.
You got it, brother.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.